Black Orpheus we were listening to in the background here. You're listening to WMFO, Medford, 91.5 FM at Tufts University.
Back in 1953, we were riding high on victory. The Cold War was getting colder all the time. There's many ways to fight a war. It gets dirty more and more. The powers that be are thinking outside the lines. So the boys down at the CIA, getting curious one day, thinking of ways to get a leg up on the Reds. Through manipulation, experimentation, they thought they could save the nation by taking citizens and messing with their heads. Well, they rounded up some volunteers, but the volunteers had no idea they were about to be turned into laboratory rats. They were unwitting participants in the government experiments. They wouldn't be the same after that. They got those MK Ultra Blues, those MK Ultra Blues. Don't know what happens, guess we'll see when we give these soldiers LSD. Lock them in a room for a spell. Maybe they'll tell no lies. Maybe they'll be hypnotized. Or maybe they'll just think that they're in hell. But the thing about mind control is eventually takes its toll. Can often have the opposite effect. People don't like to be misled, especially if it's by the feds. It's the type of thing that could make you lose respect. Sometimes subjects came real easy. In the door come old Ken Kesey, ready to see some universal truth. He was flying over the cuckoo's nest, taking the Kool-Aid acid test. I believe he was successful in his pursuit. Don't want those MK Ultra Blues, those MK Ultra Blues. Some people's minds were blown, other people's minds were shown that there's more to this here life than meets the eye. A peek behind the cosmic veil, visions from beyond the pale, a doorway to a different kind of life. So the drug they couldn't weaponize was a failure in some people's eyes, but was decidedly successful for some. But what the CIA could not predict, people trying to get their kicks, taking LSD just for fun. It's a lesson to the powers that be. Don't be messing with people's reality, making us forget who we are.
To know you, please wanna be close to you. Yes, I'm so hungry. You're like water for my soul when it gets thirsty. Without you, there's no me or the other. I breathe. Says sometimes the world is dark and I just can't see. With the demons around all around to bring me down to negative, but I believe. Yes, I believe. I see the I believe. I'm sending them home to. fireblaze, burn bright in, I believe. Hashem's rays, fireblaze, burn bright in, I believe. Out of darkness comes light, twilight unto the heights, crown heights, you're burning up all through the twilight. So thank you to my God, and I finally got it right. Now I fight with all of my heart and all of my soul and all of my might. Said, what's this feeling? My love will rip a hole in the ceiling. Giving myself to you now from the essence of my being, and I sing to my God songs of love and healing. I want Mashiach now. Time it starts revealing. What's this feeling? My love will rip a hole in the ceiling. Giving myself to you now from the essence of my being, and I sing to my God songs of love and healing. I want Mashiach now. Yeah. Stripping away the layers and reveal your soul. You gotta give yourself up and then you become whole. You're a slave to yourself and them don't even know. Wanna have to live the fast life but your brain moves slow. If you're trying to stay high, you're bound to stay low. You want God but you couldn't deflate your ego. You're already there, then there's nowhere to go. Your cup's already full, then it's bound to overflow. If you're drowning in the waters and you can't stay afloat, ask Hashem for mercy and I'll throw you a rope. Looking for help from God, you'll say he couldn't be found. Searching up to the sky, looking beneath the ground. Like a king without his crown, you keep falling down. And I really want to live but can't get rid of your frown. You're trying to reach unto the heights and found down, bound on the ground. Giving up your pride, then you heard a sound. Out of night comes day, out of day comes light. Send a love fine to the one light, sunlight in a ray. Make room for his love, hope for your gun blaze. Making room for his love and a fire gun blaze. What's this feeling? My love will rip a hole in the ceiling. Myself to you now from the essence of my being, and I sing to my God songs of love and healing. I want Mashiach now. Time it starts revealing. What's this feeling? My love will rip the skylight in the ceiling. Give myself to you from the essence of my being, and I sing to my God songs of love and healing. Yeah.
Radio, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's very exciting to be here in the morning. It's kind of a cold, dreary, not quite windy yet day, but I assume it's going to get windy because it seems like all of the days here are pretty windy, which I would think I would be used to some extent. Being from the East Coast, but it's the wind that gets you, because if it's cold, it's just a lot. So this morning we're listening to all songs that my dad picked out. Really, I haven't listened to any of these. Well, I've listened to some of them before because my dad has probably played them for me, but my dad sent me this playlist. I put it into Spotify. I asked him for comments. So you'll also hear commentary from him. I did listen to a bit of the first one, and it does sound like he is reading for a school project. But that's okay, because I would sound a lot worse, because I get really nervous recording things. So anyway, props to my dad for picking out songs. not only picking out songs, having things to say about songs, and writing about them. So I'm very excited. And honestly, I hope you are too. So let's listen to what my dad has to say about the song we just listened to, which was Matis Yahoo, one of his favorites. He loves Matis Yahoo for his beatboxing. Or that's at least how I remember my dad liking Matis Yahoo. Matis Yahoo's King Without a Crown from Live at Stubbs. Yes, so let's listen to what Nathan has to say.
When Ava asked me one evening what song I'd like to hear, I requested this one. Once it came on, she and I spontaneously...
That was not the recording that I thought it was going to be. Hold on one sec.
I consider Live at Stubbs to be one of the best live albums from any artist. But ironically, when I went to see Matis Yahoo open for 311 in 2016, I was disappointed by his performance. Fortunately, 311 played a fantastic concert.
All right, that's what my dad had to say about that Matis Yahoo number. So now we're going to play... Oh, I love this song. Okay, next up is Even After All by Finley Quay.
Even after all the murdering, even after all your suffering, so you know I love you so. You know I love you so and so. Even after all, I'll let you go on, sir, is the order of the day. And I'll let you believe, sir, is the order in this society. You know I love you so. You know I love you so and so. Even after all, this is my money, y'all. Man just feels satisfied. No competition, no competition at all. I just feel sad to start. Them eyes a gorgeous girl, no demise, a prize. I got to raise it again. Them eyes are gorgeous, I must advance. I don't check for no superficial, it's got to be beneficial. These sonic fruits, these sonic fruits. Sights, these sonic fruits. Got them moving around, alright. Hyperplay, stepping and rising. Even after all the murdering that go on, even after all, oh no, you're suffering so. You know I love you so. You know I love you so and so. Even after all, you just survive, soldier. Mm-hmm. And your soul is beautiful. And your soul.
that was Even After All by Finley Quay. And yeah, let's hear what my dad has to say about that song. He also played me another song from that album. I'm forgetting which one it is. I think it's like the first one, or maybe that one's the first one. Anyways, In the Rain in New Jersey. I miss New Jersey right now because I'm staying like 5 days later than my non-art friends, because art people still have review boards, but because of the lovely, lovely bomb threats, we unfortunately have finals online. Or some people think, fortunately, we have finals online. But anyways, art people are still here. We're still here. And we're here for a little bit. So, yeah, let's listen to what my dad has to say. Yeah.
Some may label Finley Quay a reggae artist, but that genre just seems like a springboard to other places for him. This chill tune centers on his amazing voice and just makes me feel good about life.
That's so true about his music. His music just makes you feel good, and that's just simply how it is. Now we're going to the next song by Gary Clark Jr. Things Are Changing. Let's hit it.
Shouldn't care.
That was Things Are Changing by Gary Clark Jr. And we're going to hear what my dad had to say about that song.
I'm going to see Eric Clapton in concert. In addition to Jimmy Vaughn, brother of Stevie Ray, Clark opened for Clapton and was a fantastic surprise. That night, I enjoyed his music far more than Clapton's or Vaughn's.
So I feel like that's the thing about living in Boston. Like, there's lots of live music going on, and we'll get to more of my dad's experiences with live music in Boston. But for anyone who didn't know, he's from Brookline, and so obviously he spent a lot of time in Boston because Brookline is basically, as my friend who is from Brookline showed me on a map, she showed me, it's basically swallowed by the entirety of Boston. So maybe at some point, maybe if I was better at history, I would know that it used to be part of Boston or something like that. But I actually have no idea. Maybe we can just call it the fact that I'm not from this area. But yeah. Okay, so next up we have 1865 by Third World.
In the shade, 96 degrees in the shade, real hot,
oh yes,
in the shade.
Said it was 96 degrees. We'll be right back.
I think it's about time, maybe, possibly, for PSA. This one I opened right to, but I think it's very fitting. It's one about Tufts University art galleries. So stick around for the PSA. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Eidichman Art Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on Somerville Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. This has been a public service announcement from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Educational, that's a new word that we've used to describe the radio. But yeah, I feel like that's fitting because, well, my dad used to be a graphic designer. My grandpa's an artist, who I just saw, by the way. I just saw my grandpa. Like, it wasn't yesterday, it was the day before. He made me fish and Brussels sprouts. And we went to the bookstore. My grandma was also there. Yeah, okay, this is a very chickering side of the family. Kind of weak, I guess. Also, my family is very involved in the arts, just interest-wise. We go to a lot of museums together, which I think is very sweet. But that's, like, one of the things that I have enjoyed most about, like, my childhood and the way I was brought up. That sounds so official and annoying, but whatever. So that was 1865, in parentheses, 96 degrees in the shade, by Third World. I'm very excited for the next song, but before the next song, let's have a listen to what my dad had to say.
How can you not dance and sing along with this infectious classic reggae tune?
I was just saying, I forgot. I'm such a newbie. I forgot to put on the mic. But let's listen to that again, because I'm not quite sure if the entire recording came through. And I'd hate to cut what my dad is saying, because he put a lot of time into this. And I really, really appreciate him doing that. So let's listen again. I hate to be repetitive, but that's okay.
How can you not dance and sing along with this infectious classic reggae tune?
Okay, Dad, that was pretty short, but short and sweet. You know, that's how we like it. Next is one of my favorite songs that my dad turned me on to, and then I forgot about it, and then he sent me this playlist, and I remembered that I love this song. And I remember dancing in our kitchen to this song, like, 2 years ago or something. It's really great.
Slowly fade down blue the eastern hollows. Catch the dying sun, the nighttime follows. Silence and black miracle. Mirrors are lonely place where I meet you. See your head and the fade down. Fire in Cairo.
That was Fire in Cairo by, of course, The Cure. Love The Cure. I now can't forget any other songs I like by The Cure. That's just the nature of saying that you like a band, isn't it? Fire in Cairo, The Cure. Let's listen to what my dad said. I do apologize, Dad. I did mess up the order. You might notice, or maybe I'm pointing it out and now you're going to notice. But that's okay, hopefully. Freeform radio, anything goes. So let's listen to what my dad had to say about Fire in Cairo.
Song I'd like to hear. I requested this one. Once it came on, she and I spontaneously started to dance. The fun of dancing with my daughter was multiplied by the realization that she appreciated music that I love.
That's really cute. That's a very cute little sentiment. Thanks, Dad. I really loved listening to that with you. And just now, that made me very, 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 very homesick. If it's not obvious, I'd love to go home, like, right this instant. But I can't. That's okay. I'll be home in a few days. So, that's exciting. But the reason I missed a song is because this song, unfortunately, is not on Spotify. So, let's see if we can avoid getting an ad. Because I'm playing it on YouTube. It's Bim Skull Bim, which I believe is like a local band. I don't know if they're still together. But we'll hear what my dad has to say about this one, because he tells me this story, and I think it's pretty cool as a person who now goes to a school that's in Boston /Medford/Somerville, because I'm on both campuses. But I still go to school in Boston. I can still say that. So, yeah. And next up is Silence by Bim Skull Bim.
Thank you. Why does it always take me somewhere? Make me feel like I don't care. You know what even gets me high? But I couldn't tell you why. But come silence. Silence moves me. That race behind, quiet time alone in space, so many different thoughts to share. How come silence, silence moves me? How come silence, silence moves me? Oh,
was Bim Skull Bim, Silence, and I think, okay, that's on one of those really, really large YouTube albums, or I guess they're not really large, they're just a regular size YouTube album, and they go from one song to the next, as an album does, but it's not like the YouTube videos that are separate, it's like one album with like little linked songs. That was Bim Skull Bim. We're gonna hear what my dad has to say. I'm really excited. I think I know kind of the gist of what he's going to say. But yeah, Bim Skull Bim. That was a good song. Not that I'm like surprised. I really love my dad's taste. This is why he's on this show. But like, yeah, let's listen.
Growing up in Brookline, Bim Skull Bim was my favorite band from Boston. I was psyched to get to see them perform at a frat party in Kenmore Square. Without even a stage to separate them from the audience, I was able to get up close while practicing my skankin'.
Yeah, so that was the only recording of my dad's that I listened to beforehand. Or, no, I didn't listen to the recording. He originally put stuff in the notes app, in like a shared note, and he wrote down his comments, and now he's like reading them. I had to look up what skankin' is. And now I understand what it is. You should look it up too. It's like a dance. It's like a chill, like reggae ska kind of dance. But I was like looking through the comments of the first YouTube video that was like how to skank, and yeah, apparently that YouTuber has since learned how to do it better. So Maybe don't click on the first link. Maybe click on, like, the second. I don't know. That's just a thought. Next up, I'm also looking for a Susie and the Banshees record, because I would like to play it from the vinyl, but I don't know if I can locate it. But anyways, next up is Wordy Robin Hood by Tom Tom Club.
Words of faith and tell them straight. Rare words and swear words. Good words and bad.
we got just a little bit of the Devo song. The Devo song is next. But that was Wordy Rapping Hood by Tom Tom Club. I really like that song. That was like kind of funky, kind of weird, kind of art school. I don't know, kind of tough, it's kind of quirky. A little wacky one. But aren't they all wacky? Isn't all of my dad's music a little wacky? Just like my dad. I say this so lovingly, Dad. Like, I say this so lovingly because it's so good to be a little wacky, because there are so many boring people in this world. Actually, I shouldn't say that, because I could talk to a baby for like 7 hours and still find it entertaining. That's a gross exaggeration, but I don't know. I find talking to people really interesting. Anyways, let's listen. I just bumped the mic with my nose. That was really classy, guys. I've been doing this for like a few months, but I only come in every other. So anyways, also I found the Susie and the Banshees, vinyl. So we're going to listen to it on the vinyl. I was about to curse, but we're not allowed to curse, because this is public radio, people. This is public radio. So yeah, let's listen to what my dad has to say about Wordy Rapping Hood, because that was a fun song.
For those days when I take myself too seriously, songs such as this playful, quirky celebration of language are perfect diversions.
Bang, there you have it, people. There you have it. He said the word quirky. He said the Tufts word. The word that just screams Tufts. Yeah, there's no other way to describe it. This is why I fit in so well here. I discovered this word when I was like probably like in 7th grade, 6th grade. And I would just search up, like, this was in my era of like being very into like looking at like stuff on Amazon, and I would just like be in the Amazon search bar and they'd be like quirky mug, quirky whatever. I never actually bought anything from Amazon that time, like that in that period, but I just like to peruse, you know. I very easily fall victim to the cap, or not fall victim, but I'm very easily lured by capitalism. So that's really fun. Now let's listen to Devo, which my dad went to one of their concerts, I believe, when he was a little kid. I think maybe they were at his first concert. So I think this is a little bit of a funky one too, a little bit of a quirky one, shall we say. All right, let's listen to it.
Absolutely nothing. I
was Devo. Devo.
Yeah. We just listened to some Devo.
I'm getting really weird. I guess I'm waking up. I think that's exactly what's happening. Anyways, Cold War. Devo. Let's listen to what Nathan has to say.
With synthesizers, comical outfits, and irreverent lyrics, Devo spoke to my disillusionment with mainstream American culture. I am proud that my parents brought me to see them for my first live concert. They were the ultimate anti-rock stars, performing some of their songs while walking on treadmills that were set up on stage.
Okay, I find it so, like, wholesome and home video that you can hear when my dad stops the recording. I don't know why. I like that touch. Call it DIY, but I really like it. All right, now we're going to listen to Susie and the Banshees record. And luckily for me, it's the first song. So I don't have to really do any work and put the needle anywhere else, which is great because I'm new to playing records. So let's hope this works. Yay. Oh, I forgot to log the Devo song. Behind the scenes, guys. Songs are logged. I don't know what's going on. I'm not hearing it. Guys, unfortunately, we might have to play it from Spotify. Why is the DJ mix not... I wonder, is it not track 8? What? Should we just try turning everything up? Not that one. It's playing on the record. I can hear it. Very, very faintly on the record. But I guess someone disconnected it. Tisk, tisk. Okay. Why did I just sound like a little child? Or not a little child. Like an old grandma. Tisk, tisk. Okay. We will play it, unfortunately, from Spotify. But just know I tried. I tried, guys. Not the try guys.